Robert in Oklahoma's up next, and you're thinking about laying some sod. Brand new yard, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying. We've got a slight slope. It's not big hill, but it's a sloped terrain.
Okay.
And it's Bermuda grass, and in spots it's real beautiful, dark green and thick, and in some spots it's just bare rock, dirt, dried soil.
Okay.
And I'm trying, for the last 2.5 years, I keep picking up rocks, and there's keep more coming. That's a never-ending process, so I decided to lay down some sod, and I'm trying to figure out, I have no idea what would be the best way to do it, and how much topsoil, if I should use a lot of topsoil, or...
Well, the first thing you need to do is prepare the soil, and generally what you do is rototill that to a depth of about, say, 4 to 6 inches. So you might need to rent a rototiller because you have the rocky soil, one that's not going to, freak out when it hits a couple of those rocks. And once you get it all loosened up and you can rake out the top rocks.
Yeah, take out as many of those larger rocks and anything that might sort of damage into the meshing and the webbing as the sod comes in. You really want to get rid of some of those big things. And also think about sloping for drainage conditions. Make sure if you have any situations where things might be sloping towards the house, try to fix that grading now. Now's a great time to work on it.
Yeah, if you got any holes or any depressed areas, now's the time to fill them in. And once you get that all filled in and nice and level, what you want to do is pre-water the soil. So you want to water the soil itself first and then lay the sod on top of that so it's nice and damp underneath the sod. And, putting the sod in is pretty easy. It's pretty much like putting a puzzle together. But the key here is that after it's done, you've got to water it a lot. I mean, it's really critical that you water that within 30 minutes of installing it. And you want to give it about an inch of water and keep watering it about 2 to 4 times a day. Great to water it at night or early in the morning, not kind of in the middle of the day where all the water is going to bake off real quick. But you got to keep it real damp and moist while that sod is taking root. The best time to do any kind of a new lawn is towards the fall. And the reason is because the summer sun has pretty much passed. It makes it easier for the lawn to really take hold and grow some pretty deep roots before the sun really beats down on it and burns it out that much quicker.
And Robert, another thing to keep in mind is that when you're ordering the sod, make sure you ask when it's going to be delivered, because it needs to be laid as soon as possible after
exactly.
It arrives.
Timing's
so if you find
critical.
Out it's going to show up on a Wednesday and you can't do anything with it till Saturday, change that. Make sure you get it and you're able to put it right down, because you don't want it to wait more than about 12 hours after arrival, okay?
Good deal.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.